Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
654 at 580 CFRA. Good morning to Dr. Barry Dworkin. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Mark. How are you?
Good, thank you. So I know a lot of parents worry, especially about their daughters, when it comes to eating disorders. And there is research now that shows that the internet is a contributing factor, that there are more and more websites that are promoting being thin and even going so far as to offer advice on how to be thin in ways that could be dangerous to people's health.
That's right. This is a study that was produced by the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and published in the American Journal of Public Health. And it was the one of the most comprehensive reviews of websites looking at the messaging that's going out to people with regards to promoting lifestyles. I don't know if you can call it a lifestyle, Mark, but just promoting bulimia and anorexia and how to literally succeed at achieving these goals. The evil inherent in this is beyond the pale, but nevertheless, they found that these sites, they looked at the sites and they wanted to know how much content on the sites promoted these various diseases. And one of them, in terms of the anorexia, 84% of them promoted pro-anorexia content and 64% provided pro-bulimia content. And 8 out of 10 of the sites offered overt suggestions, literally how you go about becoming super thin, tips on how to fast for several days, how to purge after meals, engaging in extreme exercise, how to hide weight loss from family and friends. All the negative aspects of disease, this particular disease, are promoted, which literally lead to causing harm and death in these individuals. And it's creating also, as they mentioned in this study, a sense of community. That is, you have a whole bunch of people who have a condition that you're trying to help them to avoid or at least to mitigate the damage, and they're finding websites that are providing the antithesis to that, the opposite to that, and making it even more difficult to help treat these people. So it's just a means of letting everybody know what's going on, what these sites are promoting, and hopefully creating a means of countering that. Right. And at least understanding what the message is coming from those sites so you can have a countering message and help these people. But this is, when you look at this, Mark, you just go, the world is upside down.
Yeah. Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome.